On the Maimer of Achidus Shazalachem, Tavshin Tezvav, Siv Vav, over there, Yuvan. The Maimer is explaining what it says in the Nusach of Davening, Amachadish Betuvoy, Bechol, Yoim Tamad Maise Vereshis. Bemis the Maimer is coming to explain the Indian of Achidus Shazalachem. That's the Mokker of this whole Indian here. And the Maimer is coming to explain the Lashon that it says in the Medrash that the Levana that the Yidden count to could have potentially been ra' lahem. There could have been something negative to it. The fact, though, that we count to the levana and we establish a new chaydish, all for the purpose of setting the times of the yomim tovim, the mayadais, so therefore it's toiva. Therefore the levana is inyan of toiva. So to explain what is toiva in the times of the yomim tovim and the times of the kiddush achaydish is, that's why there's a whole arichas here in the Maimer in connection to the Nusach of Amachadish Betuvai. Amachadish Betuvai B'chol Yom Tamid. That you have the creation of Yesh Ma'ayin, and that creation is every single moment, and the source of that creation comes from Tuvai, Inyan of Taiva. That's the Hamshach Inyan here in the Maimer. Okay, so let's continue inside and see Vav. We began already yesterday, a few lines here. V'bezeh Yuvah Mashakosov Amachadish Betuvai B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh V'reishis. So what does it mean that the Eibishter renews the world every single moment and that it comes from the level of Tuvai, with His goodness, or from the level of Hashem's goodness? Even though we see the world continues in its nature, going in its path the way it is yesterday and today and so on. As was explained by Riches, creation, the creation of our world, and on other levels of worlds as well, and Atzilus, as was explained before, it's Bederech Bria Yeshmain. And the concept of Yeshmain means there's nothing from the source that is coming out and being developed and revealed here. Something completely new. There's a Hischachos. That's the concept of Bria Yeshmain. Ubein Yeshmain as Bar Lael, as we explained already earlier regarding Yeshmain, Shaha'ayin, Tzorech Tomid Lechadish Yesh. In order for the yesh to exist, it needs the constant koyach of the ayin to create it. When you have a yesh miyesh, when you have a ilov olol, where what's here, what comes into being, existed before already on a more subtle degree, in a more different world, in a different ayin, but the concept existed already. So then when you have that concept that comes down and now develops and exists on another level, because it's not as chachos, there's no need for to bring it into being every single moment. It's eis gehalten mitzad de makir. It's something which mitzad the source makes sense that it should exist. The Eibishter mitzad de lakos. If mitzad de lakos, this expresses who the Eibishter is, and that inyan now comes down on another level. But it's all expressing what there is already in the source. There's no chachos here. There's no need to create it every single moment. When it comes to Yeshma'ayin is something which is completely new. A lukus, the truth of the Eibishter, the expression of who the Eibishter is. And then you come to a new chiddush, something which expresses something else, a new concept. That's a kind of existence which be'etzem is upgefrekt. There's no room for it. There's no place for it mitzad the makar. That's something that has to be created every single moment. So hareza is chachos tmidis. Constantly, there has to be a chiddush. The entire existence of it is always as chachos. The idea of Ischachos Tmidis, it's not just a technicality. Sometimes when we hear about this Vart that the Baal Shem Tov says, it's Shaykh al-Vamunna, the concept of Ischachos Tmidis, that it means that Pasha, technically, the Eibishter creates it again, then again, then again, every single moment, the Eibishter creates the world again and again. Ischachos Tmidis means it's a different type of existence. It means it's a type of existence that kol rega verega, that it exists, it's not supposed to exist. It doesn't make sense that it should exist. Mitzad amitis onyonim, the only thing that's true, that's a reality, is enet molvade, is a lukos. If there's something else that exists that says that I'm a thing, it's a schachos. It's be'etzem a type of existence that there's no makom for it. There's only a makom for it, mitzad eibishter, mitzad the koyach of the eibishter that he decided it should be. That's the idea of a schachos tmidis. Shaharei bahayesh, loinimtsa mitzias ayin. In the yesh that's created, there is no aspect of the truth, of the ayin, of the source that gets developed and is now here. If that's the case, then it's continuing. It's continuing the truth of the source. It's continuing the truth of the Eibishter. It's not the, there's nothing other. There's no other existence other than the source that's here. Ukanal sha'ayin ein nasa bepchinas yesh. The idea of creation of bria yesh mayin is not that the ayin develops and develops further and further on a level of ilo va'olol until it becomes a mitzias of a yesh. Ela rather a ayin ak mahaves a yesh. The ayin, the source, the Eibishter, Elokos creates, brings about a new existence, a ischachos, creates a yesh. Hainu sha'ayesh hu mechudush ma'ayin. The yesh comes from the ayin as a totally, completely new concept, a completely new existence. Va'ischachos zui b'tmidis. So the fact that it's here, that it exists, every single moment is really upgefrekt. It's really not supposed to be. The only thing that really is true and is a real reality is the truth of Elokos, the reality of the Eibishter, the Einad Movade, the fact that everything expresses the truth of the Eibishter. The fact that there could be something... The fact that there could be... He's turning the light on and off. I'm not sure what the...
What's going on by itself?
No, the sun was standing there. Okay, whatever. The fact that there could be a certain existence that expresses that he exists, it's a hischachos, it's a new concept that has to be created every single moment. Okay, let's go weiter. I hope the point is clear. So now here the Rebbe comes back now to explain the Vloshen of Tuvai. The source, what's the source where this comes from? Tuvai. Hischachosu, he betmidis, yeah. So what's the source of this creation? It comes from Tuvai, from the Eibishter's goodness. What's the Pshat Tuvai? So as we brought earlier in the Maimon, Kepirusha Avudraham, Pshat that Avudraham says, the Koyaloi Shanivra B'yoyim Arishen. Tuvai refers to the light that was created in the first day of creation. Shuoi Shalamayla Mishtalshlus. What's this light that the Eibishter created in the first day of creation? It says that the world can't handle this light. Meaning it's not a level of a lakos that relates to a metzias of the welt. It's a ayah that expressing the Eibishter's bleak vol beyond and nothing to do with the metzias of the world. That's the ayah shel nivra b'yom rishon that I've brought before in the Maimer. Either this was, it says regarding this ayah that it was hidden for tzaddikim, losad lavai, or it was hidden in the Teira, or if dilei la'atzmai is expressing that this light of the Eibishter is expressing himself, not in relation to a metzias of the welt. That's the source of the hischachos of Yesh Mayin. V'hayno, because the pshat over here is, shemitzat seder ishtal shalos, on a level where Elokos is expressed and defined and limited with a certain design already, that Elokos is being expressed in a certain oifin. That's the concept of seder ishtal shalos. Seder ishtal shalos means that the truth of who the Eibishter is coming out and being expressed in a certain oifin. So on that level, Yeshnei Raka Inyan, the Ilaval Kana. So there, from one level to another, it could only develop, it's already Mitzuyah in a certain Leifin, it could come down to another level, lower and lower, but it's all Ilaval. The Moshul that Rebbe brought before in the Maimer is from Chesed. Chesed is a Eir which has already a Tzir. It's expressing the truth of who the Eibishter is. How? Through Chesed, through the fact that the Eibishter is kind. That Eir of Chesed could come down in each world as the chesed according to the mitzvahs of that world. What's chesed in our world? Chesed in our world is an apple that's sweet. Sweetness in our mesikus is an expression of chesed. So, this is all in the Indian of Seder Shalshlus, where you have where Elokos is defined already and expressed in a certain neifen. So there's an ilu v'al that it comes down from one world to the next. V'i efshaliyai says havas yeshmayin, that there should be a creation where there's a totally new chiddush from Elokos to become a mitzias of a yesh in a darga of lukos, which is already mitzuyer. So over there, what does it mean it's already mitzuyer? A lukos is expressed dafke in this eifen, in this sug mitzias, not in another sug mitzias. Over here, it's not shaykh to say that this level of a lukos should be a makir for creating something that's not it. That's completely not what the source is. The whole vart of this darga of a lukos is, know that it's dafke mitzuyer in this life. And chesed is dafke chesed and not gvura. From chesed, gvura will not come. From gvura, chesed will not come. So there can't be a yesh that comes from a ayin from this level of chesed, which is not at all expressing what it is. So va'koyach l'chadish yesh ma'ayin hu me'o'er shalamayla mishtal shalos dafke. So therefore the creation of yesh ma'ayin, that there should be a creation that comes into existence from a source that's b'chlal not expressing what the source is. So what does that mean? It has to be from such a darga v'lokos that's beyond any tzior, that doesn't have yet, is not defined yet at all. Kidua, and so it's known. I hear the Rebbe Bavarin, because there's a kasha in this. It always says that the schatzos of Yesh Ma'ayin comes from Sfiras HaMalchus. Dafka Sfiras HaMalchus, a melech b'loy am. That's the source of Yesh. Without Malchus, there can't be a source of a Yesh. That, because everything else expresses who the Eibishter is, and it doesn't allow for any other existence. So this is something that Chassidus discusses by Riches. Here the Rebbe brings it mamish in one line. But you have sort of two opposite points that you have to say regarding the union of Schatzos Yesh Ma'ayin. On one hand, this Chiddush of Yesh Ma'ayin can't be on any level of Ashtalshlus. It has to come dafka from the Eibishter's true Bligvul, where he's not defined and limited in his Metzias. So he could create a Yesh. On the other hand, we always say an opposite point. Anytime the Gilui is coming from a place which is expressing the Eibishter, which is his Bligvul, it doesn't allow for another Metzius of a Yesh. And therefore, the muck of creation has to come dafka from Sfiras HaMalchus. Malchus is the place where it's based on another Metzius, to Mimashpia, to Aam, to another Metzius. So what's the story over here? Is this Chachas coming from the Bligvul of the Eibishter, or is it coming from Malchus? So the Rebbe here says in one line, Okidua, Demash, Mavuer, this that explains, Shekoyach HaSavasu B'Malchus, that the source of creation comes from Malchus. One of the psukim that Chassidus always teaches regarding this is the pasuk in Ashrei Malchuscha, Malchus Kol Olamim, that the creation comes after from Malchus. Hainu B'Koyach Ein Seif Sheyeshna B'Malchus. It's because Malchus is Mushrish and Ein Seif. There is Take, the Chetzonius of Malchus, an aspect of Malchus, which is the source of the fact that there could be a Yesh. The fact that Eibishter is Mashpia, that there should be a Yesh. But the Nekuda of the Hischatzos, the fact that Malchus has in it the Koyach of Hischatzos, that's because Malchus is Mushrish deeper. And for this, there's many Mishalim and Arichas Gedayla and Chassidus to explain what the Indian of Malchus is, how it is that the Oir of Malchus, the Pnimius of Malchus, is Mushrish and Ein Seif, and therefore Dafke here you have the Koyach of Hischatzos. You see it, there's a big Arichas and Chassidus when you get to the Koyach of Dibur, which is also similar to Malchus, that even though Koyach HaDibur is L'chayra Koyach Hitzayni, but Dafke and Dibur is where a person talks, it goes deeper into the person. You understand something better and deeper when you say it, more than even the way it is. B'pnimius, chulu v'chulu, there's all kinds of hesbeirim for this. Okay. V'zeo ha-mechadish b'tuvai. So this is what we say every day. Mechadish b'tuvai means shehu ha'ay shebara b'yem rishayin shevdila la'atzm. The ay that the Eibishter separates for himself. An oir which is completely gvul, meaning it doesn't have dila la'atzmai, means it's not shaykh to any level. It's not yet been attributed or defined or expressing something specific. It's expressing the Eibishter as he is. Shulamayla legamri negeda gilui lazulas. Only the oir which is completely removed of any level of revelation to any other. There's no, it doesn't have any aspect of seder ishtalshlus in it. His hine me oir zed dafke hu akoyach l'chadish yeshmayin. It's from this level which is the source of yeshmayin. That's a mechadish b'tuvai.
But the oir itself is also yeshmayin.
This oir that the Rebbe is talking about here, the source, the oir in seif. No, chas v'shalom. It's not yeshmayin. This is the expression of the bligvul of the Eibishter, which has no tzir, which has no.
What's that?
Huh? The lashon nivra that it says here, you can't say that it means nivra. The way the Maim is talking about the union of Nivra, Bria Yeshmahayim. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It uses the term Nivra here. But it can't mean the same union. Yeah. Okay, this has been a gate to the Metzias of the world, Bechlal. The whole entire world which is created, Yeshmahayim, Amachadash, B'tuv, B'chol, Yom Tamid. But we're not, this is just really all a Hagdome to understand the Toiv that the Medrash talks about, when you get to Kiddush HaChadosh. Because Kiddush HaChadosh is not just referring to the Toiv, which is the source of creation, Bechlal. In the Medrash, when it talks about Kiddush HaChadosh, it's talking about the Toiv of Yidden. That the Yidden set the times for a Yontif, a Yom Toiv. Yontif means it's a good day, it's not just a regular day. Everything that I've explained over here is Tomid, Bechol Yom. Avdafka a Yontif. So what does it mean, a Yom Toiv, that there's a good day, that there's something that's not here based on what, once we have the Nekudah of understanding what Toiv really means, that the Toiv is the Oir Shenivra B'Yom Rishon, which has no get there, which is not the Oir for Zulas, it's an Oir La'atzmai. Now we go to the next step to understand what's Yom Tov, what's Kiddush HaChadosh. So, V'hinei B'inyin HaToiv Gufa. Regarding the level of Toiv itself, Yishbeiz Madregis. It's two levels of how creation comes about from the source of Tev. This is based on what it says in the Gemara. In one pasuk it says that the goodness of the Eibishter is for all. So there's no discrimination. The Tev Adarabe, because the Eibishter is bleak vol, so therefore the Tev of the Eibishter is for everyone. But then it says, the Eibishter's goodness is for those that hope for him or that trust in him. So what's the story? To whose the Eibishter's goodness given? So the Gemara says, Mashal Adam Shesh Le Pardes. This is the mashal of a person that has an orchard. Kishuhu mashke, so when he gives the water for the, when he waters the pardes, mashke es kulay. He waters it all at the same time. It's watering, it's hard to discriminate where the water is going to go to. So you water everything. And obviously your kavana is for the good trees that are growing, but you water everything. Kishuhu oider, but then when the person more specifically pays attention and he's weeding, and he's making sure what should grow and what should, and where he's putting his special attention to. So then there, where he sees that there's a good tree and there's something that's growing very good, so he wants to dafke make sure that he gives his special attention dafke over there. That's the mashal that says here. So what do you see here? There is a general union of teva vaya lakal. On one level, the goodness of the Eibishter is to everyone, mashkes kulay. But the special attention, when a person is weeding the things that are growing in his field, or the trees that are so over there, he only pays attention to the Tevim Shabam. So here, this is the Makir in Chassidus for this concept that there's two levels of Tev. There's the Tev of every day, I'm a Chadish B'tuvai B'chol Yom Tamid, and there's the Tev of a Yom Tev. The difference between these two levels, Lamayla, is, so here, the Rebbe first brings this Indian in the language of Kabbalah. This is an Indian that we actually learned before in the Yutas Kislev Maimer of this year. The Rebbe discussed a similar subject. I'm not sure if you remember. The Rebbe there discussed an inyan of the Yichud of Chochmah and Bina. The Lashon of the Nusach of the Bracha that you say is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Sha'asa Nisim LaVisenu. So what's the LaAvisenu? Nisim LaVisenu. So there in the Maimer, the Rebbe explained, Barichas Gedoyla, the Mokar of Anes. Mokar of Anes comes from LaVisenu. What's LaVisenu? Avisenu is Chochmah and Bina. That's Lavisenu. So there in the Maim, there was a big ariches about the Ashpa, Beruchnius, and Chachmah and Bina, in what oifen the Ashpa is in Chachmah and Bina. So here the Rebbe brings Bekitzer this inyan. So Kiyidua, Shabinyan, a Yichud, the Chachmah and Bina, Yesh Bezifanim. The Yichud that there is between Chachmah and Bina, there are two levels. On one hand, it says that the Zivug between Chachmah and Bina, the Ashpa that there is from Chachmah to Bina, Zivugai Todir. They're trained there in the Lemus Parsha. It's like two friends that never separate, and there's always ashpa from Chochmah and Bina. Chochmah cannot have a kiyum without Bina, and Bina cannot remain true and faithful to the source without Chochmah. What's Chochmah and Bina? Chochmah is the Nekudah Samas, and Bina is the development of the details. If you don't take a certain Nekudah and develop it into the details, the Nekudah is going to get lost. The Nekudah, which is Mufshit, which remains a Nekudah Samas, but not concrete, it loses its existence. It's an Eir that goes back to the Mokker. On the other hand, Bina, without the Chochmah, Bina is just a Pratim, which doesn't have the Eir, the Lichtigkeit, to guide where each Prat belongs and how each Prat expresses the truth of the Eir. So then you look at the Pratim itself, there's Choshech here. You don't see it just seems fragmented. So the Bina has to have the Chochmah as well. So that's why the Mamish told Izabazah, it's always Zivagai Todir. But nevertheless, in this Yichud of Chochmah and Bina, there's two levels. Yichud Pnimi and Yichud Chitzeni. There's a deeper internal connection between them, and there's an external connection between them. Yichud Chitzeni, the Chachmah Bina, the Yichud, the external connection between Chachmah Bina, Hini Zivugaya Tadir. So the Zivug between them is constant. Letzayrach Ki'im Ma'ilamus, and this is the Ashpa for the purpose of creation. And this is the, based on this level, is the Toiv, where the goodness of the Eibishter comes into the world on a regular basis. This level of yichud, it doesn't depend and it's not caused by the aveda of yidden in the world. From this level of this yichud, this is the ashpa that comes into the world for everyone. That's what it means when it says teva vaya lakel, that the ashpa, or in the lashon of the Gemara, mashke, the Eibishter provides and gives, that's for everyone equally. This is the makor of teva. This is the inyan that we learned Pariches in the Yutas Kislev Maimer. When you get to the inyan of Teva, that it comes from this level of Yichud. Nam Yichud Pinimi de Chachmo Bina. However, the deeper connection that there is, the Ashpa from Chachma to Bina, that's a whole different kind of Ashpa. Arezet Toli, Ba'avedis and Shomish Yisrael, Davke, that depends on the Yidin. Davke, it's caused from the Yidin's Aveda. And that's the theme of this Maimer here, HaChidish. Chidish is Elochem, is the Aved of Yidin, that Lochem, Yidin are the ones that are Mechadish, the Chidish, and establish a Yom Tif. Olochem Yichud Zeh Nasal Tzarech Yisrael Davke. That's for the sake of Yidin, Davke through Yidin. Omi Yichud Zeh Nimshechas Anhogin Nisis Shalamai Lamateva. It's the Yichud Pnimi, and that's the Losh Shasa Nisim La Aviseinu, that when there's a Yichud Pnimi of Aviseinu, Aviseinu is Chachma and Bina, then you have a Nes, Shibishvil Nisham Yisrael Davke, it's for the sake of Yidin. And Valzanem Atoiva Vaila Koivov, the goodness of the Eibishter is for those, is for the Yidden that hope for him, that serve the Eibishter. The Koivov, this Lashon of Koivov, and the Shamis Yisrael, refers Dafka to the Neshamis of Yidden. Sheheim Amam Shichim Toiv Zeh Shalamayla Minyan Oilamus Lagamri. Yidden are the ones that bring this Toiv into the world. It's also connected to the whole union of Chodesh Nissen and Chzidis. It explains by Riches when you get to the difference between Tishrei and Nissen. Right? The Rebbe brings it over here. The Rebbe doesn't bring it here in this Maimah, but it's explained in Chassidus Ba'ariches. Tishrei is the Shoresh of Anagas HaTeva. That's Rosh Hashanah for the Teva of the world. And Nissen is the Shoresh of the Ashpa for Yidden, the Shoresh of Anhagin Nissis. That's what the Rebbe is speaking about here. V'hayno, what this means is, She'im ha'yeh she'gam ha'yichud chitzayini de chachmo binahem gam kelamayla mishtal shalos. The yichud chitzayini of chachmo bina, which is the source of creation, the source of the ashpa in the world that comes into Bria Yeshmain, is also ashpa that's a mayla mishtal shalos. So the Rebbe Bavarans here. The difference here is not like the way it would seem that the regular yichud is in seder ishtal shalos, ilu va'olol, which we learned about Parichas in the Maimon before. And the Yichud Pnimi, that's a Yichud which is Yesh Ma'ayin, which is a Ma'ayin Meseder Shalshus. That's not the case. Ukanal Sheis Havis Yesh Ma'ayin B'Koyach Ein Seif Tavke. Even the regular Ashpa that comes on a daily basis is all based on HaMechadish B'Tuvay. It's also in Yinov Toiv. Toiv Avay LaKoyal is coming from a place where the real Toiv is only Ein Seif, the Eibishter. But nevertheless, this level is for the purpose of creation, for Teva. It's all for Teva. On the Neshamis Yisrael, Mamshechem is the Oir, Gam Kemoshe Ein Shaykh Leolam is Klal. Yidin a Mamshech, the Oir, Yichud Pnimi, which is the Yin of a Nes. That's Teva Vayla Koivav. Okay, there has been for this more, but Pratius, we'll learn it Shem tomorrow. What's this? Yeah, Chachmabin of Atsilis, Bapashtis, that's what we're talking about here, yeah. Okay.